Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland Wool. Thank you for coming back to my channel. Behind me is the house where John Pentland Mahaffey lived and indeed died, although he was had the provost lodgings in Trinity at the time of his death. So he was here most of his life. He's from a rather well-off family, born in 1839 in Switzerland to Irish parents. So his family had moved from Scotland and England to Ireland 200 years earlier. So he's baptized and confirmed in the Church of Ireland. From an upper middle class family, they were Dubliners through and through. So he was academically precocious. He was a scholar at Trinity College. He had a sizarship, and then he had an academic career. His speciality was Greek, as in ancient Greek. I'm not sure if he was ordained to the Church of Ireland. I feel feeling that he wasn't, and didn't he marry? So he was well known as for his waspish wit, and he was a Don at the time that Oscar Wilde was there, because he was about 15 years older than Wilde and Edward Carson. So he knew all the significant people who passed through Trinity in the late 19th century, because remember, when he was an undergraduate there in the 1850s, there were only just over 1,000 students at Trinity at any one time. He scarcely went to the rest of Ireland. And Ireland in those days, about 75% Catholic, but Trinity was only about 10% Catholic at the time. Because remember, the hierarchy said that Catholics, we mustn't study there. Now, Trinity had opened its doors to the Roman Catholic community in the 1790s. Thomas More, the poet, the man who invented the Emerald Isle, he had studied there. But the Catholic Church said, no, we mustn't go there. You have to go to University College Dublin or you know, other sort of Queen's Colleges they were at the time, because they were at least neutral. They weren't under the control of the Catholic Church. We did have a Catholic university briefly in Dublin in the late 19th century. That folded, then the Royal University of Ireland, then it was renamed the National University of Ireland, and blah, blah, blah. But Sir John Pentland Mahaffey had nothing to do with that. I'm not quite sure he was knighted. He certainly wasn't a baronet. And this is a 1790 house. You can see it's in the style of Robert Adam, that Scots architect who built a lot of things in Great Britain. I'm not sure Adam built anything here in Ireland. It may be somewhat neoclassical. Look how high the windows are, and therefore the ceilings are. So there's four floors, and then obviously there's sort of basement with some windows there. Yeah, so they can get just a little bit light at a certain angle. So you get some idea how wealthy he was. I have a feeling he didn't marry or have children, but he was very against James Joyce. And ironically enough, the James Joyce Centre is just down the street. I'm planning to go in there. Bloomsday appears to be closed. What's happening? And then he said that Joyce is my living argument allowing university for the aboriginals of this island, as in presumably meaning Catholics. So that he's equating us to the aboriginals of Australia, being a lot of white supremacists at the time. So suggesting that most of us are like them was meant to be very demeaning. And obviously I don't mean any disrespect to aborigines. No one's been said to be worse or better because of their ethnicity. But these white supremacist assumptions were held by nationalists as much as unionists, as much as anybody else really in the white world at the time. I'm not saying absolutely every white believed that. And he's saying that he was a sort of gutter snipe who spat in the Liffey, Joyce, with his scatological allusions in his book. Apparently in his personal life, Joyce wasn't a vulgarian at all, but I thought he had to reflect the reality of proletarian Dublin speech by having a lot of coarse language. So he died in 1919. So obviously he lived through Trinity when the Easter Rebellion was raging. And I remember when the newspaper articles about it said that Pierce, who was a virtual unknown to that time, wanted to have the Provost House in Trinity as his personal residence. I don't know if there's any evidence that's true. The Provost is obviously the boss, is the highest title in Trinity. And a Catholic got it last time. I think the very first Catholic ever to be Provost. And then isn't a woman Provost of Trinity? I'm not sure. Is that just there, by College Green, that house? You can see it from the streets behind the wall. A very large and handsome edifice. So look at this. There's a bit of a garden behind it. So, you know, he's a North Sider, Pentland Mahaffey. So in Pentland, indeed, those hills just south of Edinburgh, it's indicative of his North British ancestry. So this is North Great George Street, as in named after the King of Ireland, George III. Okay, so go a little bit closer and you see some of the stencil work several steps up from the street, and then this metal contraption affixed there to scrape your boots. Okay, and other distinguished people here, Lord Mayor of Dublin, also reside in it, so it's known as Mahaffey House. I'm not quite sure, is it a silent H or not? Methinks it's not. So yeah, He didn't live to see the changes that would have deeply troubled him, because he was firmly unionist. He had no truck with nationalism. And obviously Trinity was an island of unionism in a sea of nationalism. And look at this, fiched, as in posts, obviously put up after the partition of the British Isles, after we separated from the United Kingdom, alas and alack. Right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. So this street is an example of the Georgian architecture of Dublin. Now, doesn't Senator David Norris here live on this street? He's a keen Joycean, I know. All right, so toodle pip, and thanks for subscribing. So make sure you subscribe and give me massive donations. Toodaloo.